Can we expect something juicy soon, courtesy of James O'Keefe of the O'Keefe Media Group? Last week, we had this from Tucker Carlson talking about how people in Congress are terrified of the intelligence agency planting kiddie porn on their computers.
And by the way, you know, whatever, that's all I'll say.
By the way.
No, I mean, people don't say that because they're worried about getting punished. They're worried about someone putting kiddie porn on their computer.
Right.
Members of Congress are terrified of the intel agencies. I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that.
Last week, James O'Keefe said, it's time to expose the intel community on video. Elected officials are afraid of them because they could use personal stuff as blackmail. Do not run for office unless you're willing to lay down your life for your country. Do not run if fear is in your vocabulary. And he had, and this was in reference to what Tucker Carlson said last week. He also tweeted out last week on April 20th after saying that, if I published a video O'Keefe Media has of these intel guys, you all better have my back. Well, today, this is what he tweeted this morning. I have evidence that exposes the CIA and it's on camera. I am working on releasing a story that I believe is the most important of my entire career. Do you think it's coincidence that right at this moment, I am subject to an endless series of attacks? This is obviously a sophisticated information operation designed to stop me from releasing this story. I'm sure you recognize they are masters of using half-truths and innuendos to raise doubts against people who don't deserve it. It's meant to consume my time and energy and make me back down, but I'm not going to let it work. Rest assured, nothing will stop me from releasing this story. I urge my followers and supporters to take note of every person participating because this is a time when people reveal themselves for who they are. Interesting to see what James O'Keefe may have coming down the pike. All right, just wanted to bring to your attention that we have entered a moment where we're having all of these very suspicious things happening, which aren't giving a lot of confidence in our economy and our banking system. A lot of people have said that there's going to be a black swan event, that there's going to be a reckoning in the markets, that we are just on borrowed time, and sometime this year, which of course would be fortuitous for certain political entities, powers, and agendas, there'll be a complete meltdown of our financial system. And now we've got this today from the FDIC announcing Philadelphia-based Republic Bank was closed late today by Pennsylvania bank regulators, which appointed the FDIC as receiver. To protect depositors, we entered into an agreement with Fulton Bank to assume substantially all deposits and assets of Republic. That's right, we have another bank failure. Another bank failure. Republic first operated branches in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York under the name Republic Bank. It had around $6 billion in total assets at the end of last year, according to the Wall Street Journal. This is the fourth bank failure since last March. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation was appointed as receiver, as we saw from their announcement. 32 branches now under federal control. Now, last month, we were learning that New York Community Bank's key ratings for its second time in a row have been slashed by Moody's. The regional lender may have to pay more to retain deposits. There's a banking crisis going on, folks. There's a banking crisis. Just kind of putting those things out there. So when the fit hits the shan, you're not surprised. You can say, yes, BCP has been reporting on the craziness in banking. Talk about craziness. How about this one? Suspect in Mexico actually had the audacity, the cojones, the brass pair, to shoot at U.S. Border Patrol agents. Why wouldn't they? You can bum rush and cause a riot. You can have a whole bunch of military-aged men force their way past Texas National Guard and our military, and that's not considered an invasion. So hell, what's shooting at U.S. Border Patrol? That's nothing. A person in Mexico shot at a U.S. Border Patrol agent during a use of force incident that happened yesterday at 1:30 p.m. at the U.S.-Mexico border near the San Elizario area. The agent came under fire from the Mexican side of the border, a law enforcement source told the El Paso Times. The shooting was described as a use of force incident. No injuries were reported, and no information has been released on the suspect. This is an ongoing story. Signs of the times, folks. Signs of the times of what we're living through right now. But that's okay. We've got a fake president at the helm. A fake president who can't even walk. And what is the latest thing they're doing now? Well, they're not letting him walk alone. Now Joe Biden is walking with an entourage. Can't make this up. Happening right now, Biden returned this morning back to the White House. Aides and staffers seemingly wait for him to get off Marine One before heading inside. This appears to be a new strategy the administration is taking in order for Biden to avoid questions and distract from age concerns. Let's not forget that Joe Biden is wearing these awesome kicks, these padded shoes that give him more stability. Oh, this is a right-wing conspiracy. Just because Joe Biden is now walking with an entourage, it's not because he's trying to hide his mental and physical disabilities. Really? Axios, baby. Let's turn to Axios. This is not right-wing. This is what Axios is reporting. Biden changes walking routine to Marine One. Biden has introduced a change to his White House departure and return routine. Instead of walking across the South Lawn to and from Marine One by himself, he's now often surrounded by aides. Why it matters. With aides walking between Biden and journalist camera positions outside the White House, the visual effect is to draw less attention to the 81-year-old's halting and stiff gait. Some Biden advisors have told Axios they're concerned that videos of Biden walking and shuffling alone, especially across the grass, have highlighted his age. Everything. How evil is this? How evil is this illegitimate regime of Joe Biden? Everything's about optics. Nothing is about substance. Weeks ago, the president told aides that he'd prefer a less formal approach. A White House official to Axios, he suggested that they walk with him. So White House staffers and reporters alike noticed that the sudden change in Biden's walk routine are more than 3 years in which, this started this month. After more than 3 years in which he typically walked solo. Yeah, we should vote for a man who needs an entourage just to walk off a damn helicopter and get back into the White House. Yet we're supposed to believe that he's actually running the country, actually able to do anything. Also saw another report where the press, the leftist press, is frustrated. Did you know that in 2024, Joe Biden has not given free access or done an interview with major journalists all of 2024? Yeah, we're supposed to believe that he can debate President Trump. This is what he told Howard Stern. I guess he was on Howard Stern's show today, or Howard Stern aired probably a very much recorded and edited interview with Joe Biden today.
President Biden says he will debate former President Trump ahead of this year's election, though he said he didn't know in what format. Listen.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Thiessen, that was a fart man interviewing old man.
That's right. Yes. That's how
that's
Stern
great. Of course. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Or blackface. Yeah.
Now we got from Chris Lacivita. He is with the RNC and with the Trump campaign. He said, okay, let's set it up. Let's set it up. Trump is raring to go. But if you hear the old man, he said the following.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Joe Biden doesn't seem to know when the debates can happen. Sorry, the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the sites and dates for the 2024 general election debates way back in November of last year. And the first presidential debate is supposed to take place Monday, September 16th in San Marcos, Texas, at the Texas State University. The vice presidential debate on September 25th, a second presidential debate on October 1st, and the third in Salt Lake City on Wednesday, October 9th. I will try to be there or covering it on the outside. Let's see who it actually will be that will be debating President Trump on October 9th if the hand of Providence stops the evil machinations of the Marxists who want President Trump dead or in jail by September 16th. President Trump truthed out today. Crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place, in all expression used by fighters. I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he is in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, although probably doesn't know it, and so am I, stuck in one of the many court cases that he instigated as election interference against a political opponent, a continuing witch hunt. It's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around. Truthed President Trump. And let's not forget that President Trump last month actually asked the committee, the Commission on Debates, to actually move up the debates from September 16th so that there could be a debate on record before the early voting states. All right, folks, that's my Friday breakdown for you. Big hug, ciao, goodbye, God bless, hold the line, I'll be back.